Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is a batch episode, which means I've taken some specific sections from older episodes and I've bundled them together into this episode. If you are interested in accessing all the old episodes, bonus episodes, videos or photos, then you can learn more by going to my website at sleepwhispers.com. And now, for a batch of finely aged whispers. I hope you enjoy them. The first recipe is coconut tapioca in a papaya bowl. The picture shows a papaya cut in half and filled with coconut tapioca. The recipe starts off with a quote. Coconut tapioca is one of my favorites of all time. I also love the tropical fruit papaya. When I combined these two things together, it made my day. If you're not a big fan of papaya, you may skip the papaya bowl. Coconut tapioca by itself would be a good treat to your guests. Here are the ingredients. A 3/4 cup of tapioca pearls. Large papayas, half lengthwise and seeded. 1 can of coconut milk. 10 minutes. The cook time is 20 minutes, and it will be ready in 1 hour and 30 minutes. Here are the directions. Bring a pot of water to a boil. Stir the tapioca pearls into the boiling water. Reduce heat to medium to keep water at a simmer. frequently to keep the pearls from sticking to the bottom of the pot until the water becomes thickened. 5 to 7 minutes. Drain, then transfer the tapioca to a large bowl and cover with cold water. Refill the pot with fresh water and bring to a boil. Once the tapioca pearls have cooled, drain the cool water from the bowl and transfer the tapioca to the boiling water. Remove the pot from the heat. Cook and stir again until the pearls are clear. 5 to 7 minutes. Then drain. Transfer the tapioca to a clean bowl and cover with cold water. If the tapioca pearls are not completely clear, repeat the process until they are. Pour the coconut milk into a small saucepan and place over medium heat. Bring to a simmer. Once the coconut milk is simmering, stir the tapioca into the coconut milk until the pearls are evenly coated. Remove from heat and allow the mixture to cool completely. Spoon into the papaya halves. Store in refrigerator until ready to serve. The next recipe is for grilled macadamia crusted tuna with papaya salsa. The recipe begins with the following quote. I recently read about the health benefits of macadamia nuts, so I thought I'd share one of my favorite recipes that combines them with grilled tuna. It's a great, healthy summer recipe. Ingredients include 2 cups of diced papaya, 1/2 red onion, diced. 1 red bell pepper, diced. 1/4 cup of chopped fresh cilantro. 2 tablespoons of lime juice. 1 clove of garlic, minced. 1/4 teaspoon hot chili paste. 6 ounce tuna steaks. 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil. Salt and pepper to taste. 3 eggs. Half of a cup of chopped macadamia nuts. 45 minutes. The cook time is 5 minutes. The meal will be ready in 50 minutes. Here are the directions. Combine the papaya, onion, and red pepper in a bowl. Add the cilantro, lime juice, garlic, and hot chili paste. Toss to combine. Then refrigerate until ready to serve. Preheat an outdoor grill for high heat and lightly oil grate. Brush the tuna steaks with olive oil. Then season with salt and pepper. Whisk the eggs in a shallow bowl until smooth. Dip the tuna steaks in the egg and allow excess egg to run off. Press in the macadamia nuts. Cook the tuna steaks on the preheated grill to your desired degree of doneness. About 2 minutes per side for medium. Serve with the papaya salsa. The next recipe is summertime tropical fruit salad. Here's the quote about the recipe. A yummy and refreshing fruit salad with or without the dip. You should be able to find all of the fruits in larger grocery or special food stores. You can substitute almond extract for the vanilla extract if you wish. The ingredients include 1 mango, peeled, seeded, and cubed, 1 papaya, peeled, seeded, and cubed, 2 mandarin oranges, peeled and segmented, 2 kiwis, peeled and sliced, 1/2 of a fresh pineapple, peeled, cored, and cubed, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 7-ounce jar of marshmallow fluff, and 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. The prep time is 10 minutes. The recipe will be ready in 10 minutes. Here are the directions. In a large bowl, gently toss together the mango, papayas, oranges, kiwis, and pineapple. In a medium bowl, blend cream cheese, marshmallow, and vanilla extract on medium speed with an electric mixer until smooth and creamy. Topping can be poured over fruit or left in a separate bowl for dipping. The next recipe is for fresh papaya jam. And here's a quote about the recipe. I have a tree in my backyard and needed to get rid of the large papayas. So here is a delicious jam recipe. These are the ingredients. 5 cups of mashed ripe papaya, a quarter of a cup of orange juice, one 1.75 ounce package of dry pectin, 5 cups of white sugar, 45 minutes. The cook time is 20 minutes. The recipe will be completed in 5 hours and 5 minutes. Here are the directions. Stir together papaya, orange juice, and pectin in a very large pot over medium high heat until it begins to boil. Stir constantly as the mixture heats. Once it is boiling, stir in the sugar and return to a boil, stirring constantly. Once the jam has returned to a boil, start a timer and boil for exactly 1 minute. Ladle the hot jam into the hot, sterilized canning jars and seal with lids and rings. Allow to cool to room temperature and refrigerate any jars that do not seal. The next recipe is for papaya soup. Here is a quote about the recipe. Tinola, a Philippine papaya soup, inspired me to create this. The few recipes I found didn't have great reviews, so I revised one to make it vegetarian and to use some of my herbs and vegetables in my garden. Here are the ingredients. 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, 1 small onion chopped, 3/4 of a cup red bell pepper, chopped. 6 fresh chives, chopped. 3 cloves of garlic, minced. 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh rosemary. 3 fresh sage leaves, chopped. 2 teaspoons of thinly sliced fresh ginger. 1 small hot chili pepper. 1 14-ounce package of firm tofu, drained and cut into 3/4-inch cubes. 2 tablespoons of vegetarian Worcestershire sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of lime juice, 6 cups of water, 3 cubes of vegetable bouillon, 1 small green papaya peeled and cut into chunks, 1 bunch of fresh spinach trimmed, 1 tablespoon of fried onions, 20 minutes. The cook time is 35 minutes. The recipe will be completed in 55 minutes. Here are the directions. Heat coconut oil in a stock pot over medium heat. Add onion, red bell pepper, chives, garlic, rosemary, sage, ginger, and chili pepper. Cook and stir until garlic is fragrant. Add tofu to onion mixture. Cook, stirring every 2 minutes until tofu is golden brown. Season with salt. Mix Worcestershire sauce and lime juice into the tofu mixture. Stir water and bouillon together into a bowl until dissolved. Simmer. Add papaya. Loosely cover the stock pot. Simmer until papaya is tender yet firm to the bite. About 20 minutes. Remove stock pot from the heat. Stir in spinach. Cover and allow to sit until spinach is wilted. Ladle soup into serving bowls. Apple crisp. A simple dessert that's great served with ice cream. Ingredients include 10 cups of apples. Sliced 1 cup of white sugar, 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. ½ cup of water. 1 cup of quick cooking oats. One cup of all-purpose flour. 1 cup of packed brown sugar. 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda. 1/2 cup of butter melted. 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees. Celsius. Place the sliced apples in a 9 by 13 inch pan. Mix the white sugar, 1 tablespoon flour,
else.
Pour water evenly over all. Combine together the oats, 1 cup flour, the brown sugar, the baking powder, the baking soda, and the melted butter. Crumble evenly over the apple mixture. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees Celsius for about 45 minutes. Lemon crisps. Easy cake mix. Lemon cookies. Ingredients include 1 18-ounce package of lemon cake mix with pudding, 1 cup of crisp rice cereal, 1/2 cup of butter, 1 egg, 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius. Melt the butter over low heat. Stir together all the ingredients, including the butter, and mix well. Shape dough into 1-inch balls and place them about 2 inches apart on an ungreased cookie sheet. Press each flat with your thumb. Bake for 9 minutes or until the edges are golden. On cookie sheets for 1 minute. Remove and place on wire racks to cool. Enjoy your lemon crisps. Breakfast crisp. A wonderful alternative to muffin. Ingredients include 1.5 cups of quick cooking oats, 1.5 cup of unbleached all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1.5 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of softened margarine, 1 egg. Preheat an oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees Celsius. Lightly grease a 9 by 9 inch baking pan. In a large bowl, stir together oats, flour, baking powder, cinnamon, and salt. In a separate bowl, cream together brown sugar and margarine. Beat in 1 egg. Stir the mixtures together just until blended. Pour the batter into a prepared pan. Bake in a preheated oven for 30 minutes. Insert a toothpick until it comes out clean. And then it is done cooking. Allow to cool. And then enjoy your breakfast crisp. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep. Good night. sleep.